This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Iowa Congressman Steve King, a Republican representing the Hawkeye State's 5th Congressional District, and he's also a member of the House Judiciary Committee. Congressman King, along with more than five dozen of his colleagues, have sent a letter to President Obama asking him to withdraw his nomination of Don Johnson to lead the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel because of what they see as her radical views on the issue of abortion. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
I guess the first question here is that usually confirmations are a Senate issue and not a House issue. Why did you and your colleagues decide to weigh in on this?
Well, if they listen to us on this side, we have a good group of pro-life people, pro-family, and pro-Constitution people here in the House. We have a Judiciary Committee that I think the Judiciary Committee and the Senate hears from, and as every member of the Senate's looking for some protection, they might think, as I strongly do, that Don Johnson is particularly unsuited and maybe the worst pick the president could make to head up the Office of Legal Counsel. But if they don't hear from the House side, in fact, if they don't hear much from the media side or letters from people that aren't going to know about this, somebody's got to raise the alarm, run the flag up the flagpole, and make the case that this is, a great big blunder on the part of President Obama. If, in fact, his words on abortion are correct in that he's looking for common ground, I don't know how he would pick somebody that would be providing less common ground than Don Johnson.
Well, the president certainly said that during his acceptance speech at the Democratic Convention, then said it again as he rescinded the Mexico City policy, which is a win for the pro-choice side in reversing the Bush administration policy there. It's no surprise, Congressman, that this president would probably choose pro-choice people. What is it about the specific views of Ms. Johnson that concern you greatly?
Well, she's compared pregnancy to slavery, for example, and described it as involuntary servitude. That forced pregnancy requires a woman to provide continuous physical service to the fetus to further the state's interest. That's in an amicus brief that she wrote, so it's not just simply something off the cuff. She's compared women to no more than fetal containers. That means my mother is a fetal container in the eyes of Don Johnson. She's said that abortion only brings not trauma but relief, and gone on and described that the pregnant females are the losers in the contraceptive lottery, and they no more consent to pregnancy than pedestrians consent to being struck by drunk drivers. Even was critical of Hillary Clinton's statement that abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. She thought that took it in the wrong direction, that you shouldn't describe abortion as something you wanted to be rare. So that makes her very much a pro-abortion person. And then the pro-life supporters who are today standing outside probably across the street from the Planned Parenthood and the other abortion clinics, she described their behavior as terrorist behavior and compared them to the KKK. Now, if that's not enough, she also was an attorney that represented the National Abortion Rights Action League. And I don't know how you'd have any more credentials than that to be pro-abortion instead of trying to find common ground. So I think, once again, President Obama has given us one set of words and a different set of actions entirely, unless, of course, he would withdraw her name.
Congressman, explain the power she would have in this office, the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel. What could she do on the issue of abortion or other issues as a result of that position?
Well, the Office of Legal Counsel's opinions, and their carefully worded opinions, are regarded as binding precedent, and they're generally the final say on what the president and his agencies can and cannot do legally. So, for example, had she been in position, and I don't know if she's whispering in the president's ear when he signed the executive order on rescinding the Mexico City policy, that's the type of thing that an Office of Legal Counsel would weigh in on. This would put Don Johnson with very much contact to the president and giving him the legal opinion on what may and may not be done on the part of the executive branch of government. Within those limits, you can bet that she would be stretching the limits of law and the Constitution in order to advocate for abortion by every imaginable policy. And the president would be the one who heard from her, and because she would have access to essentially whispering in his ear the things that she believes. And so we know that that'd be the counsel he would be getting inside the Oval Office, and that makes him far more likely to take more of these overt actions that that really undermine our strong belief that we should protect innocent unborn human life as a sacred form of life.
couple minutes left in our conversation with Iowa Congressman Steve King. And Congressman, you mentioned that this will be an important position in determining what the administration's policy is on a variety of things. One of the things Barack Obama said on the presidential campaign trail would be the first thing that he does, although he hasn't done it yet because Congress hasn't moved first, is the Freedom of Choice Act, which would essentially rescind any sort of restrictions on abortion like parental notification, parental consent, partial birth abortion ban, and that sort of thing that other states and even on some levels the nation has put into place. How significant would her opinion be on that, and where do you see that debate heading?
Yeah, I think right now that I keep thinking that the president is mired down in the economic crisis that we are in, but he seems to be able to find enough attention span to move some of these other issues too. So he just made the promise that that would be the first bill he would sign as president. Of course, that didn't happen, but you would be very confident, I think, in the presumption that Don Johnson would be advocating to move the Freedom of Choice Act, which would undermine anything that would help protect innocent lives and even the state's legislation. Wipe it all out in one stroke of the pen, including our ban on partial birth abortion, all gone with the Freedom of Choice Act. And I don't have any doubt that Don Johnson would be one of the lead advocates to move that, and maybe the most influential person, aside from the president himself, to try to move that outrageous piece of legislation.
I know you're not the vote counter on Capitol Hill, Congressman, but do you believe if that legislation did make it to the Hill that it would pass, especially over in the Senate, where a filibuster might be an option?
You could count on a filibuster with all the efforts of the pro-life senators we have, and I don't have the vote count over there in the Senate. I'm afraid it would pass here in the House. It depends on how much resistance we're able to bring out of the public. If you think of the immigration legislation that was shut down in the Senate twice a couple of years ago, it would take that kind of an effort to block FOCA if it came through this legislature, and most likely, if we were successful, it would be in the Senate.
Last 30 seconds here. Real quickly, Congressman, you sent the letter on March 24th. Any response from the White House?
I have no response from the White House at this time, and I think we might be reduced to communicating with the president through the media. So if I do get a response, though, we'll let you know, and we'll turn that public unless it's some kind of confidential response, and I don't expect that'll be the case.
Sir, thank you so much for your time today. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Iowa Congressman Steve King represents his state's 5th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Judiciary Committee. This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network.